This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I love you, Allah.
As-salat, it comes from the word silah. Silah means a link and a connection. لأن nothing is going to connect you to Allah Azza wa Jal in the same manner as-salat would connect you to Allah Azza wa Jal. As-salat has every kind of worship in it. Fasting is found in salat. You're not allowed to eat when you pray. Well, there is qira'atul Qur'an is in a salat. With dhikr is in a salat. Patience, it is of a salat. Nothing tests your patience more than salat. And so when you want to measure your patience, you measure it with how long you spend in your salat. That's how you measure your patience. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبَرْ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Why did he mention as-salat straight after sabr? Because nothing will test your patience like salat. Literally in salat, Allahu Akbar, don't move. Don't scratch if you don't need to scratch. Don't scratch the back of your head if you don't need to do so. Don't adjust your clothes if you don't need to do so. If nothing will test your patience like as-salat. Stand, don't move, focus in front of you. Don't even move left and right, you can't even do that. Don't even look up. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, لَيَنْتَهِيَنَّ أَقْوَامٌ يَرْفَعُونَ أَبْصَارَهُمْ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ أَوْ لَيَخْطِفَنَّ اللَّهُ أَبْصَارَهُمْ. That people that look up in the sky when they pray, they should stop doing so. Otherwise, Allah would blind them, would take their eyesight away. Why? لَنَّ they are standing before Allah Azza wa Jal. My brothers in Islam, the biggest reason for why khushu' would be brought in a salat is for you to understand that your salat is liqa'un haqiqiyun ma'allah. This is the key of khushu' in salat. This is the key that will enhance and advance your salat. What is it? أن تعلم أن الصلاة لقاء حقيقي مع الله. That you're aware and you acknowledge that as-salat is a real meeting between you and Allah Azza wa Jal. You need to feel this. As-salat is a real meeting before you, between you and Allah Azza wa Jal. The only difference is that you cannot hear Him and you cannot see Him. That's it. That is the only difference. This is why, يعني Zakariya alayhi salam, as in the hadith al-sahih, when he gave advice to his people, he gave advice and he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَكُمُ الصَّلَاةِ أَمَرَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ فَإِذَا نَصَبْتُمْ وُجُوهَكُمْ فَلَا تَلْتَفِتُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَنْصِبُ وَجَهُ لِوَجْهِ عَبْدِهِ حِينَ يُصَلِّي لَهُ. Zakariya alayhi salam, he gave advice to his people. From his advice, this is hadith relevant for all times and places. He said that Allah Azza wa Jal commanded you to pray for him. Inna Allah amarakum bis salat. Fa'idha nasabtum wujuhakum. As soon as you begin your salat and you're facing Allah in your salat, do not turn left and right. Why? He gave the reason. He said, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَنْصِبُ وَجْهَهُ لِوَجْهِ عَبْدِهِ حِينَ يُصَلِّي لَهُ. Because Allah is facing the servant when you pray. Allah is facing the servant. فَإِذَنْ how rude is it? And how inappropriate is it for a person to look left and right? إذن, here's the secret. This is one of the greatest secrets of attaining khushu' in as-salat. That you recognize and you understand that you're in a real meeting between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is why al-iqamah was recited much quicker than al-adhan. That al-adhan, al-muadhin takes his time. But when the iqamah is said, it's recited and it's rushed. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, until we reach qad qamat as-salah. Why was it rushed? لأنه by the iqamah time, the people are already standing in line. They cannot wait to start. Finish the iqamah, yalla, let's start. We're about to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the iqamah is rushed, and the greatest words that are recited and said in al-iqamah is the word قَدْ قَامَتِ الصَّلَاةِ. What does that mean? قَدْ قَامَتِ الصَّلَاةِ. It means the salat has already started. The salat has already been established. So we haven't prayed yet. But the excitement of the person that's giving the adhan, the excitement of the believers, that they want to hear the words, the salat has already started. And they still haven't even said Allahu Akbar yet. Khalas, we're ready, we're on the doors. Finish the iqamah, hurry up, and let's start already. You know, subhanAllah, this is the kind of feeling that is supposed to be instilled in a person's heart when he's standing in the lines waiting for a salat. وَالسَّلَفْ رَحِمَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَعِبَادُ اللَّهِ الصَّالِحِينَ in the past. يعني they used to be sad at the end of every salat. لأن the meeting with Allah has ended. And the only thing that would keep them, يعني keep hope in them and keep excitement and happiness in them, is the fact that they used to say, يعني they would say, I would keep myself patient. The fact that I know in a few hours there's another salat. For he used to keep himself patient because he knows in a few hours there is another salat, another meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.